बचते थे राहों में हम, सबसे बचते थे राहों में हम, दिल में छुपाए हुए दुनिया का गम, दिल में छुपाए हुए दुनिया का गम। सहारा देने वाले ये दिल कहे तेरा शुक्रिया।
I'm questioning myself, seeing the gathering faces, shall I speak in Hindi, or seeing the program, shall I speak in English? But as all understand English, no? Not everybody understands Hindi, so I speak in English. But I know my flow or the thoughts that while reading the Murli emerged, or some ideas that time to time Baba has explained became so clear. What does it mean to be aware, be careful, the company you keep? What is satsang? What does it mean stay in your family and live like lotus flower? This is follow this Shri Mat. This particular, if this direction straightforward, follow Shri Mat. Shri Mat elevated direction. But if this direction is in this particular area, in particular topic, particular subject, particular achievement, so Baba reminded in the Murli the file, the photograph album they had created in Delhi, and in that it was not only the photograph of the couples or with the children, it was the section of Kumaris, Kumars, brothers, single brothers, married couples. And it was the example of the lotus life. So Kumaris or Kumars, they don't have a family. But in reality, a family, when we say, I live in a family, When we call it Kumar, because he is not married, Kumari is not married, as soon as this relationship is there, of marriage, it becomes a family. I live in the family. Otherwise, I live with my parents. I live with my... So this companionship, company, family. And so in eternal law, according to the law of mind and matter, the soul and body, it's a couple. Prakriti and Purush. Life companion, the real true life companion. Who is the true life companion of each other? Who keep company throughout the life, not 20 years marriage, 30 years marriage, 50 years marriage, 60 years marriage. It is lifelong company, is company of matter and the soul. In Sanskrit and Hindi, it's Prakriti and Purush. Prakriti, matter. And matter has actually the sense organs, the body. And in this body, the Purush, the creator, is living. So this, my senses, my organs, is my, the first personal property, personal home, my home where the soul is living, is this, no? This is it cannot be exchanged. It's not transferable property. It is the personal home registered in my name. It cannot be sold. It cannot be transferred. And it's on my will that I renounce it, but otherwise this body is very faithful. The body never leaves the soul. Sharir ne atma ko chhoda, aise kehte hai kya? Atma ne sharir chhoda. And ye habit pad gayi hai, atma sharir ko sambhalti hai. So this is habit. Because I'm living here, atma ne sharir ko chhoda. To atma malik, the soul is the master. The soul is the owner. And now this, according to this, to live like lotus means never become, Baba says, never become muddy. So this is dust. When we leave the body, dust to dust. And how much water and blood in the body? So all these emotions, which affect my family, which is my personal, my heart, my eyes, my speech, mouth. Now it is there for me to use in eternal law, according to eternal laws of nature, from the very beginning of the cycle. Lakshmi and Narayan, Lakshmi is always seated on lotus. Means the qualities in the soul, which is the capacity is there, which is purity, untouched by the influence. So what are actually then makes this emotions that are my and I company, outside company is also, it is influence of the bad company makes the soul weak. Effect of outside creates defects inside. And then this defect is gradually becomes just like anything which is affected, it loses its original truth, its original power. So here when I am allowing myself the effect from outside and not holding the truth, company of truth saves me. And what is truth? Using my sense organs in soul consciousness. Live in your family, but live detached like lotus. Be bodiless. So this practice of being bodiless, then first I will live with this my personal family, my eyes, my ears, my mouth. Now it's up to me that how I use them. When I have the company of the truth, I'm safe. Truth is soul consciousness. Truth is I am original, pure and peaceful soul. The truth is I am clan of Shiva and I am Vishnu Vanshi. This is the original of my family. My family tradition, my family lineage. Not only this family, but I the soul that is eternal creation of the Creator. And so with this consciousness, I am not using this sense organs with attraction, with the temptation, with the desire. And this desire is to get something from outside. What for? Because I want to be, when I get something, I'm happy. The purpose of all this is, the purpose of the life is to experience happiness, and also what I have, I want to express it. And for that, it is essential, according to the law of matter, that I should have body. Without body, I cannot live in the experience and express. So now the detachment, lotus flower means detachment. The whole, all things are there. Lotus seeds are there in it. The bhe, what is called, it is a stem. That is also food. Seeds are also like a fruit and food. But the flower, what is the result, is untouched, detached, clean. So in this company of whatever is underneath, from that I need to keep myself clean. So if I go down deep in, living in, I have to have the consciousness of being above. In conscious, elevated consciousness of myself, lotus, pure, clean, detached. Detachment is the first step of remaining clean, keeping myself clean. The moment I become attached, then whatever it is happening, so it is becoming part of me, it makes belong to me, it is there, then it is the company. If I am there and I am not influenced, I am with them, it's not accompany me. I see it, I don't take it. Phir wo mere paas nahi hai. Means I is there. So here it is the when I allow, when I want to take something, desire makes me dirty. But then, What? Why is this desire is there? Because I have lost something. I want to get it. So in order to bring this power to remain detached that I don't want, and I connect that I have it, it is in deposit. So in my personality, as I was a divine being, why is reminding me again and again? Who made Lakshmi Narayan so Lakshmi Narayan? When he made them? Where are they gone? So it's a change of the environment. It's a change of the company, of the thoughts, of the feelings, of emotions. But what? It is the power by all the time keeping the eternal truth. In the golden age it remains. And so there are no vices. Because now is the time of creating this. What Baba is giving, I keep the company of the truth. Stay in the company of truth. I know the truth, but I don't keep it. I don't maintain it. And this is why when the more I maintain it, the influence is going away. Okay, I have, and I use that. The cloth has become dirty, hands have become dirty. Then the knowledge is there, I wash it. So dust was there, it is not there anymore. So now what process at this moment is to keeping myself clean first. Up to now we are possessed by it. It's possessiveness. These desires have possessed, or I have possessed the desires. What it is? There is the aim of happiness, but I want to have the happiness through the wrong desires. So then Baba is giving me the aim where I am completely free from desires with the consciousness of fullness, because now my desire to be healthy body, to have healthy body, to have pure mind, to have pure good relationships, to have good wealth, to have free life, fearless life. So these desires are there, which are pure desires of perfection. And perfection is only when this is also the this power of is also the company, which company I keep. So if my aim is that I want to remain happy, then I have to use the right consciousness to remain happy. Right consciousness is that in my sanskaras, original as being a soul, purity is my beauty, purity is my strength, purity is my power. And then again and again, when we realize, and this purity is only keeping the parents in between. So I need the company of God. It's male and female, brother and sister is also. They are growing together, beautiful, very elevated, very nice. But brother, mother, and father are in the middle. So that company reduces or destroys the attraction of the mud. Attraction. Sister can be beautiful, brother can be very much handsome, very high position, very famous. Sister does not have dirty thought. Gosh, this would be my something special. He's my special brother. Attraction is not there. Appreciation is there. Attachment is not there. This love and appreciation for his success is there. It is used in the right way. So positive energy then connects with the positive energy. Who? The company of truth. We are children of one parent. Jahan maan baap beech mein hai, wahan paap nahi hai. Baap, माँ बाप पाप को खत्म करता है, खास करके बाप. बाप पाप को खत्म करता है। एक ही बाप है ना, एक ही बाप है दो भाई बहनों का, तो सुख स्टेप नहीं कहलाते। माँ दूसरी हो गई, स्टेप चिल्ड्रन हो गया, है ना हिंदी में ऐसा। द सेम फादर है यू आर रियल चिल्ड्रन, अनदर मदर केम, सो माया मदर केम वी बिकेम स्टेप चिल्ड्रन, ब्रह्मा मदर केम वी बिकेम प्योर चिल्ड्रन। And that Maya is body consciousness. That is mud. The attraction comes. So first vice, that true body consciousness, is this learning to become soul conscious again and again, deeper and deeper. I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm a soul. This is a soul, bodilessness. And bodilessness makes me avyakt. It is not like an ordinary human being. I am a pure being. So purity brings avyakt. It's not a, the vision will be there, but we can change it. So vision is changed, thought is changed, feelings are changed, environment is changing inside. And just like when it is the same environment, then it's a very warmth, attachment, or the desire, or attraction, or possessiveness, or dependency, it creates like the heat inside. And in hot weather, insects grow very quickly. Scorpions, snakes will not come out in winter. Where are they gone? Where are the flies are gone? In winter, no flies. Where have they gone? It's the effect of weather. So in the same way, when this Baba's Shrimat of the truth of soul consciousness, and I belonging to Baba, and when I am belonging to Baba, then Baba's company, that is yoga, is influencing me. The company of truth. And how? By the knowledge that I have. God is truth, everybody knows. God is truth is not a new thing. But what truth is teaching, when I am using that, I am becoming pure. There is a water, a soap is there, I am using them, the cloth is becoming clean. I know this is sugar, I want sweet, I only use then whatever it I am cooking will become sweet. It is the use of the thing is as effect. Use of knowledge is then making me, keeping me clean and making me clean. This is company of Baba's Shrimat. Shrimat is knowledge. So more and more I am keeping this one, I am then letting go what I had the company before and I am not there, this glass. Then I am an instrument only. This glass has water. Glass does not drink water. But it is an instrument. Right? So now attachment of not my body, but attachment of my possessiveness, attachment of my position, attachment of my service, attachment of this, my department. But then when I'm really that I am instrument to use this body as well, so I am not creating that feeling emotional that something is taken away from me and I want to hold it. No, it was as only instrument. The glass does not drink water. Or does not become unhappy if today was milk in it, tomorrow somebody put water in it. Day after tomorrow somebody put jewels in it. Proud of that, now I have jewels in it. Day after tomorrow, nectar is in it. And next day, dust in it. The glass is totally detached. Glass will still remain glass. It is respect. It's the truth is glass. But it is hold. It's temporary. So then, Sat avinashi hai, jhoot vinashi hai. Then I have understand what is truth, it is permanent. Whatever is false is temporary. It is it has a big impact, a great effect, but it is only temporary. And that's why it is harmful, because truth is actually the power. False, it is forceful, but it is harmful. And so if I want to remain happy, I want to save myself. So in this way, detachment from this. And then as Baba said today, that when you are doing it, whatever my then along, not only me, my body, my relatives, my position, my property, then there are my subtle thing, my ideas. All these five other types of my, you become detached with. In everyday life, there are five doors of my come that in, which makes me dirty. My body. Then, this is personal property. Then my mother, my father, my relatives, which is shared property. My mother is also mother of my brother. My mother is also mother of my sister. So shared property. Then it is transferable property, transferable my. My building today, tomorrow is sold. House has become big. I don't want to live in it. I want smaller. Small I want big. The building and business is there, but it is not mine. It's transferred. Fourth is, four type of my ideas, my creativity. So ideas. Then what I have created, holding on to it, my creation, ideas are also, then what I've created, again and again it's mine. So my children or my creativity. So then it is when a detachment is there, so my company with the truth keeps me detached. Company of falsehood makes me dirty. And then vices come. Anger will come through that. Desires will be there. Reaction will be there. Want to have more, all these vices come here. And what I am becoming more and more, becoming body conscious. So more and more I am soul conscious, what is happening? My energy is going higher and higher and higher. So in the golden age, it's a total different kind of purity. Creativity is totally different. I think that not today, but one thought I would like to share. What is Baba speaks about? The system, the nature, the creativity of the golden age. Culture, nature will be different, how the creation takes place. Another time, but I have some thoughts to share about it. But today, so then it's when I am remembering this my is mud. Mera humko maila karta hai. Tera humko tarta hai. So it is just like when I stay in this, it is same thing, the boat. I in order to go across, the boat in order to go across has to be on above water. The moment water comes in, it is the same water. The water is supporting to take the boat go across. Same water goes in and drown. So it's the same organs which I'm using. Am I using like lotus? Untouched, uninfluenced, unattached. But I am attached to it because it is more consciousness is the body and less consciousness is of the soul. And have to be practiced other way, like bodilessness. Bodiless. And less body is there, then angelic form is there. The door of happiness opens. And then I have all types of happiness, health, wealth, happiness, good jivan mukta, liberation in life, perfect karma, sovereignty, kingdom. So king of kings, I become king of my own self and I sustain others, that kingdom. And then the bhakti, then these kings are worshipped by the king of the copper age. But if I live in Kabristan, I can never create Paristan. Kabar means I am in the body, but I am not soul. So soul, body without the soul is a grave. So I am a mobile grave. And then the atmosphere will be of sorrow. Mobile grave everywhere. And the sorrow there. And then when it is only grave, certainly insects will come. There is no energy in it. And so truth is energy, falsehood is the mud. Emotions then create the dirt in it. So practice of truth, of using the same organs with awareness and using the same organs with a godly consciousness, body conscious and soul conscious. Okay, Om Shanti. Thank you. Paristan. First I make this Paristan, then Delhi becomes Paristan and world becomes Paristan. Angels land, pure land, the land of happiness.
पवित्र तन रखो, पवित्र मन रखो, पवित्र तन रखो, पवित्रता मनुष्यता की शान है, जो मन वचन कर्म से पवित्र है, वो चरित्रवान ही यहाँ महान है, पवित्र मन रखो, पवित्र तन रखो, पवित्रता मनुष्यता की शान है जो मन वचन कर्म से पवित्र है वो चरित्रवान ही यहाँ महान है चरित्रवान ही यहाँ महान है सदा विमल विमल, तुम अपनी आँख में अमृत रखो विमल विमल सदा विमल विमल, तुम्हारी वाणी में माधुर्य हो सरल सरल सदा सरल सरल, तुम हो के निर्विकार सबका करो सत्कार, तुम हो के निर्विकार सबका करो सत्कार, ये जन्म तुम्हारा इम्तिहान है, जो मन वचन कर्म से पवित्र है वो चरित्रवान ही यहाँ महान है, पवित्र मन रखो।